Here at the Kihei Eye Hospital Vision Center, patients young and old wait their turn to see the eye doctor. Their ailments range from eye infections that could lead to disease to those already displaying serious eye diseases such as cataract, glaucoma, or diabetic retinopathy. In the center's eye clinic, an optometrist examines their eyes and discusses treatment options with the patients. Nuwani Mohammed Hagos is an optometrist at the eye clinic.
From an optometrist, the expecting thing to do in this hospital is first we do the refraction part. First, before we refract, we just do the slit lamp examination. All the steps done for refraction, but first we have to exclude the disease parts and we see the slit lamp if there is any disease. We just treat that disease first before refraction and then we do refraction.
The slit lamp device is a low-power microscope combined with a high-intensity light source that can produce a thin beam of light. Dr. Nuwan Hagos sits on one side of the device, the patient on the other. She asks the patient to rest his or her chin in a small cradle of the device and sit forward so their forehead presses against it. Dr. Hagos examines the front of the eye, which includes the eyelids, cornea, conjunctive, sclera, and iris, for disease. She gives the patient eye drops to dilate their pupils and once again examines parts of his or her eyes with the slit lamp, this time with a smaller lens held close to the eye to see the back of the eye. Dr. Hagos can detect such diseases as corneal injury, retinitis pigmentosa, macular degeneration, glaucoma, and cataracts. In addition, the optometrist uses a biometry device to obtain vital statistics regarding the eye.
Another thing, preoperatively for cataract surgery, we do biometry, the A-scan biometry. We measure the keratometry and then the biometry, and then we send for appointment for cataract surgery.
Light for the World says cataracts are the leading cause of loss of sight for some 20 million people. Cataracts cause a person's vision to be cloudy or fuzzy, and it may cause the person to be very sensitive to light, causing a glare in vision. Most cataract cases are age-related. However, it can also occur after accidents or infections. In addition, some children are born with cataracts. Cataract surgeries are performed on a daily basis at the Vision Center in Mekelle. The patient undergoes the surgery and is released to go home the same day. The patient receives a local anesthetic, and the ophthalmologist or eye surgeon replaces the cloudy or opaque lens with a clear artificial lens in a 15-minute procedure. Little risk is involved in the surgery, and the patient's eyesight is restored to a clearer vision.
Commonly, there is cataracts a lot. There is also glaucoma. Nowadays, refractive errors are also improving the numbers. The awareness of the population is increasing, and they are coming for our clinic for refraction. Thus, the refractive error is also now common this year.
Dr. Hagos says she enjoys helping people.
Really, I really like optometry, and I'm enjoying my work.
Light for the World reports that in 2013, more than 55,000 cataract surgeries were performed through Project Partners, and another 15,100 eyelid surgeries have relieved the suffering of patients. Almost a million patients have been treated for eye diseases through the eye health programs, and more than a million people have received sight-saving drugs through distribution. I'm Kim Lewis reporting from Mekelle, Ethiopia.